Just all my thoughts, but all of them. or take the Apostle Paul writing on a different subject would put this concept this way. Both the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. But David said, I will do that to you. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wondrously made. If we were to rob that beautiful verse of its poetry, it would say, I lift up my hands to thee, for I have been made with a frightening distinction, a distinction which makes me great. Have you studied everything that God has created? Things that are very large, like the universe, galaxies, dark energy, black holes. They're mysterious and wondrous. No scientist understands them. If you study things that are very small, atoms, proteins, neutrons, quarks, string theory, tiny little things inside of every atom, they're more mysterious, and nobody understands those. The theories to describe the very big and the very small are ridiculous. They only show how little.
I'm on a journey and I'm walking with my buddy, and we say, let's go as far as the vanishing point. Let's go as far as the horizon. It's the thing that has no end. There is no dead end here. It goes on and forever. And so it's transmitted and lost. Lead me in the way that has no dead end. Some of them are is a one combination of law and gospel. If Jeremiah were to comment on the law part of 139, he would say something like this. The heart is desperately sick. Who can understand? Isaiah would say, the whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is nothing sound in it. And Solomon, commenting on the law element of 139, would say something like, the hearts of the sons of men are only evil. Insanity is in their hearts continually. The degree to which we have a problem is beyond our comprehension. We are to take comfort in that fact. The same way we would take comfort in inviting a team of house cleaners over to your place, and they find all this dirt. Well, you take comfort in that, for it's a precursor that they're cleaning it out. Just as the doctor you have known for the last 30 years, that familiar face that you go see, and he knows everything that's wrong with you. That doesn't bother you. You want him to know everything that's wrong with you. That's a precursor to his applying the right ministry. There is an obvious application to Psalm 139 that is applicable to the events today. If you'll indulge me for just a minute, I would like to address someone that we all know and love in front of you. 8 years ago, by the wisdom of God, he used Pastor Froh to find a creative way to introduce me into the ministry as a worker priest. And I've been coming here for the last 8 years. And this is the 51st time I have the privilege of preaching to you. Sometime back, my wife asked me, what is Pastor Froh like? And I said, well, he's like Johnny Carson. Time when this was new to Pastor Miller. person and work of Christ is what 139 is all about. And now today, Pastor Curtis Jacobs Hiller Fro gives way to a new name. It's new to us. It's not new to someone else. Thank you.